This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In southern Oklahoma, the Chickasaw Nation is planting trees to combat climate change. The project's also ensuring that Chickasaw culture gets passed down to the next generation. KOSU's Sarah Lisi has more.
You guys like playing in dirt?
Yeah.
What we need.
On a crisp fall morning, Chickasaw Nation Head Start students gather in a field at the Okyanali Preserve, located on the tribe's reservation between Oklahoma City and Dallas.
Hey guys, let's go. Let's go plant the tree. Come on.
About 20 children are grabbing soil and packing it together to create a healthy foundation for 25 young trees. It's an effort funded by a U.S. Forest Service grant under the Inflation Reduction Act.
Here, Mavis, just put the dirt in there.
Spider. 4-year-old Mavis June Wilson and her mom Julie were among the group participating.
What did you feel when you were planting a tree? Did you feel happy, excited?
I feel happy and excited.
Julie says she's Seminole, and Mavis is both Seminole and Chickasaw. Seeing Mavis cultivate a relationship with the land this young, Julie says, is important to her.
We used to live off the land, whether it was going and gathering or hunting or whatever, you know, the land always provides.
Yeah, that's a big root.
But the lands they are standing on now were not open fields before. There used to be more trees that prevented erosion along the Blue River and surface water runoff during storms. Katie Gillis works as the Director of Conservation at the Nature Conservancy, a global nonprofit that partnered with the Chickasaw Nation in 2012 to protect the lands at the Okyanali Preserve. Gillis says this area was hardwood bottomland before colonization.
And after these lands left Chickasaw ownership, the ranchers cleared it entirely and turned it into meadow. And so we are actively working to restore it.
Restoring the land to its natural state will ultimately help combat climate change. More native trees can help filter pollution and cool the community when it's hot outside. But experts say that works best when the right species and number of trees are planted.
A few years ago, we planted over 4,000 trees and put sinuosity back in the creeks that feed the Blue River here to keep water on this land longer and to raise the water table. So the 25 trees that the Chickasaws want to plant here fits in perfectly with our restoration efforts.
But this work, if done correctly, isn't just good for the local environment. It's also personal to the Chickasaw people, says Jeannie Mosley, the Chickasaw Nation's Sustainability Director.
And the trees that we're planting today are all culturally significant trees. So we have bur oak, we have pecan, and these are all trees that Chickasaw people used to survive when they first came over here from our homelands.
Mosley descends from three tribes in Oklahoma, the Chickasaw, Kiowa, and Comanche. Like Julie Wilson, she remembers the imprint the land left on her people through her father's teachings.
He said that whenever you think about land, you have to realize that people died for it. So the people that have survived, it just kind of shows me that I am honored to take care of this land because I am kind of keeping their memory alive.
The memory also lives on now with this new generation of young people like Mavis.
She's graduating this year, and this is something that she gets to do, and another 10, 15 years, she gets to come back and actually look at the tree that she planted when she was almost 5 years old.
The tree Mavis helped plant is an oak tree. In front of it is a little nameplate showing both its English and Chickasaw names.
The tree symbolizes her, and she's going to go through changes in life, and so is that tree. And I hope that she remembers that no matter what happens in life, changes are always going to happen, whether it's going to be good or whether it's going to be bad. And it's just part of life.
The trees and the land here at the preserve are a reminder of Chickasaw history. And that no matter the adversity, these children and the land are finding ways to prevail.
Good job, everyone.
For KOSU, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.